Rashonda Tate Billingsley's novels have captivated readers worldwide. Now she has a chance to inspire audiences through another medium with three made-for-TV movies. This summer, Let the Church Say Amen will be the first of her books to hit the small screen.
They say a family who prays together stays together. But what they don't say is a family will criticize.
I'm tired of you being a disappointment.
Tell lies.
You chose to turn your back on your own son.
You made a mess of your life, not me. Every step, I stand by my family.
And as an author, that's a dream come true, to see your work come alive on the screen. I do get to get a cameo with a couple of lines in there.
That's cool.
Just the whole process.
Her passion for creative writing drove her to write her first book, My Brother's Keeper, 15 years ago.
In 2000, I decided to step out of the journalism realm. I still was doing that during the day, but at night, I'd go home and let my imagination take over. And I had been talking about writing the book long before I actually sat down and wrote the book. And it was when I finally decided I'm going to actually do this. And I set small goals, because that's the problem a lot of times with everyone that has a book inside them. You can always talk about getting it done, but life will get in the way.
Absolutely.
And so I had to tell myself, set a small goal so you can really make this dream a reality.
Billingsley is excited about her latest release.
Mama's Boy is kind of a rip from the headline story. It is actually about a woman whose son is videotaping a confrontation with police. She has a 16-year-old African-American son, and he and his friends are hanging out when they're accosted by a police officer. When all is said and done, he accidentally shoots the police officer. The officer is white, and they're in Jasper, Texas, which is rife with racial tension. But what I don't do, I don't vilify police. What I try to do is present both sides, how stereotypes can lead to confrontations like this. And so I look beyond that. It is a multi-layered story that looks at things from all perspectives.
She believes these stories are compelling because she writes the truth.
Even though it's fiction, I still write reality. And so the last thing I want to do is create a story that's not realistic, that's not plausible, that people can't relate to. The reason it is resonating with readers so much is because many of them are living it. Many of them can relate to it.
Writing novels isn't her only passion. She founded the publishing company Brown Girls Books along with fellow author Victoria Christopher Murray.
We started this publishing company because there are so many authors who no longer have book deals because the industry has changed. And at our respective companies, we're with Simon & Schuster. She's with Touchstone. I'm with Gallery. We were among the last few African-American authors standing. And that was not because we're the most talented. It's just the industry has changed. And so what we wanted to do was give those established authors a chance to have their voice to be heard and to introduce the world to new authors.
And she shares her path to writer success.
Good books are not written, they're rewritten. And I think that's what kills a lot of authors or aspiring authors. They sit in front of the computer, or even if they write longhand, and they try to craft the perfect words the first go round. And I'm a firm believer in just getting it all out. And then you go back in and you clean it all up. One time frame that works for me may not work for you, because your muse may be slow in sharing, you know, what it wants you to tell. Your creative juices may not be as fast as the next person. So you can't compare them, but you just have to do it. You have to do it on a regular basis if you're serious about getting a book out.
Rashonda Tate Billingsley is a firm believer to not give up on a dream.
When I look back, when I started out, I got so many rejection letters. I keep them now in a big box, tons of rejection letters. I always think back, if I had let those rejection letters validate me or stop me, I'd still be somewhere waiting to realize my dream.
For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.